Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tifa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello and welcome to the Dementia Care Partners podcast, brought to you by Tover, the creators of the Tover Tabble. The Tover Tabble promotes more joyful social connections for seniors living with dementia through its wide range of interactive games. Developed with seniors and care professionals, Tover Tabble's games are designed to suit different stages of dementia and times of day. Discover more about the Tover Tabble and the power of purposeful play at www.tover.care/US.
I'm your host, Greg Phelps, along with Tifa Snow. And Tifa, one of the things we learned from the pandemic, we learned lots, some interesting lessons. One of the things we learned is that locking seniors in their rooms in a care facility was the wrong thing to do. And we've touched on that in previous podcasts. The other thing that we learned is that engagement skills are now more important than ever. And I loved engagement because it was such a chance to actually meet the person. And some facilities, because of the way staffing is, because of the way funding is and things like that, it's not really a priority. But I see that as a lifeline in a facility.
It's typically for me, it's the difference between people who are seeking to elope, seeking to get out, dissatisfied with why they're there, or they figure out their own system of socializing, but it's sort of outside the framing. So people who can will, but people who can't without support don't get what they need. And so we start to see quote unquote behavioral symptoms. And we see behavioral symptoms, I think, in part because we want to do intimate tasks with people, but we don't actually have a connection to them as a human being. And I don't know about you, but if somebody I didn't know well walked up and started to unbutton my pants, I think I'd have some hesitation about being agreeable to that. And I think if all I got was sat at a table, you know, and given food and given drink, and I didn't really have people that I knew how to talk to and to engage with, I'm not sure I'd be all that excited about meal after meal after meal. So I think if we don't get back to something that resembles life, we're going to continue to find that people in these settings are going to have more and more issues. And so are staff. And that's the last thing we can afford to have happen are people who are there not wanting to be there, whether it's staff, families, or the person living with the brain change.
I'm close to it. Facilities to invest in activities and engagement and things like that, because I have noticed that makes or breaks a person, not just a story, but a person.
Well, I mean, the reality is we only spend a portion of our day taking care of our bodies. I mean, really and truly, I mean, I can only pee so many times. I can only put on clothes so many times. I can only eat so many times. And that's not my day. That sustains me so I can do things that I care about doing. So if there's nothing I care about doing, why would I do the others? I mean, what's the point of it? I mean, and I don't want to spend a whole day I personally am not big on rearranging things in my room. You know, for some people, if that's all I've got, that's what I do. Or I disassemble my room, or I try to fix the sink, or I've been known in a hotel room to go, okay, that noise is really getting on my nerves. Let me see what I can do about that. But imagine that I have strength without a lot of skill, and suddenly you can see exactly what happens in buildings, and now maintenance is unhappy, and now the person next door is unhappy, and I go exploring, I go to find things. So absolutely. I mean,
Tifa can't find the light switch and the lights are annoying her, so she climbs up on the bed and takes apart the lights. And yeah, Tifa's got really great balance for doing that.
And Tifa then really doesn't like it when people tell her, Tifa, no, 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 and reach for her, because that, I mean, I know what I'm doing. I'm getting this stupid thing. Nobody's helping me. I'll do it myself. And so that also increased the risk of resident to resident problems and resident to staff and staff to resident. So I think without active engagement and again, for us, there is a science, there is an art, but it is not rocket science, but it is vitally important. The difference between hey versus leg. Hey, ooh, I could use your help.
You know, men are sucker for that, Tipa, you know?
No. Oh, wait, Greg. Look at this. I want you to take a look at this. You're not going to believe this. And you know what we do? We go down the hall and look out into the parking lot. And I say, what do you think about that blue car there? And it takes me 5 minutes. But I just gave Greg the possibility of, number one, having value and purpose. Number two, finding pleasure. Number three, socially engaging in a way that uses language and eyes and movement. Number four, he's out in a different part of the building. And now I can say, oh, hey, Greg, how about we go wash our hands because it's about that time for lunch. Hey, listen, could you do me a big favor?
Sure.
Would you shift this table just a little bit?
Well, I don't know. That's a big table.
It is. Tell you what, I'll go on the opposite side. Let's see what we can do.
So and I helped.
Yeah, you helped. And so the thing is, we think about engagement in terms of putting everybody in a room and turning on the TV or turning on the radio. That's not what Greg and I are talking about. Yeah, there are group activities that we could encourage, but we're just, frankly, guys, we're just talking about human engagement with one another versus performance.
You just brought back a terrible memory, Tipa. I walked into a room and everybody was seated in front of the TV in rows, and there was a show on with African animals attacking things.
Oh.
And I was literally dumbfounded. I could not find words for several minutes. I sort of stood there gasping like a fish out of water.
Yeah, I've had a similar thing. Mine was watching, I don't know if you, up in Canada, if you've ever heard of Texas Ranger Walker, whatever it is.
Guy,
Chuck Norris. But I walked into a veterans hospital, similar setup, a veterans long-term care hospital, and they were all parked. And he was fighting demons around a fire with weapons. And I'm thinking, these are World War II. This was back when I was a little younger. World War II vets, Korean War vets, Vietnam War vets. I'm not sure this is a great way to spend the evening right before bed when we're going to take them into rooms and try to do things. Yikes. Because, you know, back then we did not realize the incidence of PTSD and the incidence of trauma-informed care. We know a lot more than we knew then. And I would say, wow, that's not actually the engagement we're talking about.
I think I've heard you say this line a couple of times. Know your person. Now, why? I can see why with engagement that would be so important. Because if George liked something and you're showing him something else, you're not going to get his attention no matter whether you're tap dancing or, you know. It's not his thing, or it might have been his thing, and all of a sudden it's just no longer of interest.
Not anymore. And so I need to know not only who you were and what you liked, but if things are changing for you, I need to be willing to make some changes based on how you're changing. So I know, for instance, that Charlene has always loved hats, but if when I introduce a hat now, she keeps taking it back off, it's either that particular hat or there's a change and we need to shift. And maybe it's she'll want to put hats on me, but she doesn't want them on her own head because it feels different. And so the idea that we're caught in a moment of time in dementia and whatever it was I liked 15 years ago is still what I'm going to like. It's like, I don't know how to break this to you, but there are many things I don't like anymore that I used to like and I just don't. And there are other things I enjoy that I didn't used to enjoy and now I do. So wait,
would you chart those things, Tipa? Do you think it would be of interest to any of the other workers?
Well, see, this is the thing. If we don't keep up with this, then we keep setting other people up to fail. So I think not only is engagement vital for the individual, I think it's vital for the team because I can find out, you know what, if you want Greg to do something with you, even if it's get dressed, oh, hey, Greg, I have a favor to ask you. I could you help me for just a few minutes? Tell you what, let's get a pair of pants out and let's get a shirt. Oh, you know what? Let's get you ready to go first because we're going to go down the hall and I've got somebody needs some help in the kitchen, but I could let's go ahead and get changed so we can go do that. If I can help staff recognize, you know, that intimate thing you want to do with them, you got to make it sound like you need their help on something. And you do actually quit acting like this isn't real, because it actually is. You're either doing something with me or you have an agenda and I may not like it. So
as you can tell, Tifa, I'm passionate about the engagements. Are you back on the road doing engagement classes, or can I learn any of this online, or how do I get some skills?
Yeah, I actually am back on the road doing a lot of programs. But what I'll say is, coming up in the summer, we are doing engagement, I believe. Is it in March that we're doing engagement? I mean, we'll have to double check that, because this is one of those moments where you go, oh yeah, when is that? It's far enough off that I haven't worried about it because I know the content, but it's close enough that it is happening. And so I would say, ooh, we should double check and make sure that we let you know what your options are if you really want to become certified in this area. But we also have a lot of opportunities to just get better at this with simple webinars, workshops. We have lots of opportunities for change.
And all classes are advertised online.
And all classes and products are advertised online, even if you just want to go look and see what we have to say about engagement.
Deepa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information, go to deepasnow.com.